British Prime Minister Tony Blair today paid a surprise visit to his country's troops in Iraq. Blair took a break from vacation on the Red Sea to fly to the southern city of Basra, the center of British military activity in Iraq. He told the soldiers that their job extends beyond the battlefield.
Your soldiering has got not just to be about fighting and being able to engage in combat and to win that combat and win it well, which you do brilliantly, but it's also to win the peace. It's to win the hearts and minds of people.
Blair also told the troops that toppling Saddam Hussein helped bring justice for those Iraqis who died and suffered under his rule, and that defeating Saddam showed the world that the United States, Britain, and their allies were willing to confront oppressive regimes elsewhere in the world.
Literally hundreds of thousands of its citizens died in prison camps, in the ways of torture and repression. And if we'd backed away from that, we would never have been able to confront this threat in the other countries where it exists.
In Afghanistan, participants in the Loya Jirga reached agreement today on a new constitution. The agreement seeks to unify Afghanistan's war-ravaged and traditionally fractious regions. Agreement was reached by the 502-member Loya Jirga just one day after the council's chairman warned that they may fail in their deliberations. Details of the new constitution were not immediately released, but it is expected to provide for a powerful presidency, as has been advocated by U.S.-backed Afghani President Hamid Karzai. The Constitution is also reported to make concessions to Islamic traditionalists, such as banning alcohol, but it is also expected to include wording calling for men and women to be treated equally. And in the Philippines today, a bomb blast killed at least 8 people and caused more than 40 injuries. The explosion took place outside a municipal gymnasium as a basketball game was taking place inside. The local mayor, who has survived 3 previous assassination attempts, was wounded in the attack.